Gloucester rugby team celebrating a huge milestone playing tomorrow, the opener of the Premiership against Northampton Saints, with all the excitement with the Cipriani factor and all the South African signings, will mark the club's 5,000th competitive fixture. Former players from across the years will be part of the celebrations by joining a lap of appreciation around the stadium. Let's just take a moment to remember those key memories.
There's always a thing when you play for Gloucester and come down, Gloucester. You don't feel good enough.
Still very much on the attack, perhaps a score here. Steve Boyle out to Richard Mogg. Is he going to dance his way over in the corner? Is he over? Yes, he is. Peter Butler just on the touchline. Comes in now, right footed. He kicks it certainly high enough. The crowd roars. Is it there? It is.
We actually went up and down on the same day. We didn't stop overnight. We went up in casual clothes. I remember Leicester arrived in their blazers and their ties, and we were in our jeans and open neck shirts, and we actually came back to the club and we had a disco, and I think we had scampion chicken in the basket.
My best rugby has always been playing for Gloucester, and it means something very, very special to me. I see a lot of young men giving me some hard looks like I used to when I was their age, and I think it's time to move on.
Andy Deacon, former captain, is going to receive the cup. A generous gesture from Jake Bohr, allowing Andy Deacon to hoist the cup, the Power Gen Cup for Gloucester.
Fantastic. I've waited a long time for it. Like, it's worth the waiting. So, to get my hands on the cup first up, it was a great honour. And thanks to Jake and all the rest of the boys, to letting it happen, really.
Ryan Lambert floats a long pass out to James Simpson-Daniel, 10 metres from Gloucester's line. Simpson-Daniel weaving round. Dives to Lano, Simpson-Daniel lost his 10-metre line. Simpson-Daniel on the halfway line. He's got support from Bailey outside. He finds Bailey on the 22. Can Bailey get round Slacky? James Bailey can get round Slacky. What a try from Gloucester.
Forrester, a little grubber kick through, chasing it through. Forrester dribbles it on. Is it too heavy?
Go.
Forrester to the line. It is a try.
Johnny May off his wing. A chance for Gloucester. May to the 22. May gets the ball inside to 12-3. 12-3 for the line. And Billy 12-3 will score a quite fantastic set-piece try.
12-3 with the offload. Chance for Gloucester. Gloucester with the line. They score the try in the corner. What a finish from the Chao Whites. The crowd on their feet. Ackerman on the feet. What elation at Kingston.
Big day for players past and present, but you can tell this isn't just about rugby, it's about what it means to the whole county, because people come from far and wide. This isn't a Gloucester story. I know people are coming in from the North Cotswolds, the Forest of Dean, Cirencester. It kind of unites the county as well. Big game also for former stadium announcer Graham Spring. Springy, as we know him, first game watching as a fan. 40 years on the PA system, and he's with us now. He was with us the day before his last one as well. Cool, that was emotional, wasn't it?
Yeah, and do you remember I forecast we'd have no trouble beating Bath?
Yes, you did. I do remember. Let's move on. Oh, just that point that it's bigger than rugby, isn't it? This is about who our county is. It's part of our identity, and it's much, much bigger.
It is. It's not only the lifeblood of the city, but you talk to our supporters and they will say they've been in Spain, Portugal, anywhere, and they run into a Gloucester shirt and immediately there's a Gloucester chat. As you said, Mark, it is drawing people in from the surrounding areas. I know people who come from the deep south of England up to every game, home or away. Mm. But I've met people all over Europe in a Gloucester shirt. Mm. And they are actually people who go on holiday the same as me. But when they're away, they want to say Gloucester. It pulses through the city and through the world, I think.
I think it does. Well, let's learn something new. It's been a long and rich history. Tell us more as Chairman of Gloucester Rugby Heritage, Malcolm King. Good morning to you, Malcolm.
Morning, Mark, and to your listeners.
Malcolm, let's go right back to the beginning. Can you tell us anything about what the club was like in sort of year dot? The kit, the way it was all. Just give us a little insight right back at the beginning.
Well, it all started in 1873, and it was actually because a chap called Frank Cartley, who had been captain of a team called the Flamingos in London, and indeed went to the meeting that formed the Rugby Football Union in 1871 and was on the first RFU committee. He came down to work in Gloucester in 1873 and got together with another solicitor in his firm, and they put an advert in the paper and said, would anybody be interested in forming what they called at that time just a football club, but it was rugby. And quite a lot of people turned up. The club was formed. Hartley was the first captain, and they played their first game on the 4th of October 1873.
Whereabouts was it? Because it wasn't where it is now.
Well, it was almost. They played against the college at King's School, and the King's on the King's School pitch, which at that time appears to have been at the western end of what is now King's Home.
Okay, but actually, so what was why was 1891 special?
Ah, well, that was when they actually moved to King's Home. The reason for the early years, they played most of their matches at the Spa, but they were subtenant there to the Gloucester Cricket Club, and they had a fixture in January 1891 against Swansea, which the games against the Welsh clubs were the big games of the season, and the main money earners. They got the biggest crowds in. And they were rather upset to find the ground frozen that morning. So they brought in loads of salt, spread it all over the pitch, did the trick. They played the match. Gloucester had a wonderful win. Thereafter, all the grass died. The cricket club were pretty upset about the state of their cricket pitch for the next season. And so they quite amicably agreed to go separate ways. And the rugby supporters and officials decided to form a company, Gloucester Ground Football and Athletic Ground Company, sold shares to mostly to people in Gloucester, and bought King's Home.
And finally, what was the colour kit back in the day before Cherry and White?
Well, the first season, the only colour they could get was purple and black, so that's what they played in.
And was the cherry and white the link with Painswick Rugby Club?
We think that's a myth.
Okay.
After the purple and black, they went to blue shirts with the city crest on, and then they went to orange and red and black shirts, which you may remember were reproduced a couple of seasons ago for the European competition to mark the 125th anniversary of playing at King's Home. And that, because those were the shirts they played in when they first played at King's Home in 1891. Then later in the 1890s, they changed to cherry and white. But the first evidence we can find of this story of the shirts coming from Painswick is not till well after the Second World War. And we're convinced that... it's a myth.
Malcolm, thank you so much. That's fascinating, isn't it? Just the whole thing about rugby heritage. Because I've always believed it, the Painswick rugby lent them some shirts and it was cherry and white. Anyway, look, lovely. Big day tomorrow. 5,000th parade of players. Hopefully a home win. Mixing with Gloucester Day in the beginning of the History Festival.